This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Guys, are we taking for granted the age of this team and not giving them the benefit of the doubt? We have a very young Dallas Cowboys football roster here, and I think we sometimes might need to give it a chance to grow a little bit. 877-881-1053. Have you taken into account how young these Dallas Cowboys players actually are? And when I say young, I'm actually talking about experience too.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these guys are in their, low 20s, and their experience level at what it takes to get through an NFL season and get into the playoffs is probably non-existent for some of them, and minimal for others. Dak Prescott has been to one playoff round. Zeke has been to one playoff round.
Right.
So it's not like these guys are just perennial every year. They're going to the playoffs or have been competing to get to the playoffs every year. They're still learning how to get to that spot right now. And I wonder how many people have even thought about the fact that these guys have that much that they have to get accomplished. 877-881-1053. Kevin?
Okay, here's the problem that I have with that philosophy is I've already seen them do it. And so once I've seen your ability to accomplish a certain level, going below that level is not acceptable anymore. The analogy I will use is when you joke about, doing the dishes or the laundry wrong because you didn't want to set that precedent for your wife, Like Zeke and Dak set a dangerous precedent in 2016 in that they can assert themselves as one of, if not the best tandems in the league, and one of the, if not the best team in the league. And so now I understand that they're young. I really do. But I have come to expect that they can operate at this level. And when they don't operate at that level, it's frustrating.
Yeah. I guess that's another thing that I think that we kind of got this mode that we were built in with Romo, and what were the Cowboys were building a team around Romo, right?
Sure.
And so we got to a level of expectation of this should be happening. Whereas we gave Romo a little bit of time here and there, with, okay, got to get back to the playoffs, but we're trying to build something around you too. And then they got to a point where they built the thing around him, and we knew exactly what it should be.
Yep.
And then we pushed the reset button on a lot of positions. And even the secondary, Kevin. Cheeto is in his second year, never been to the playoffs. Byron Jones, that cornerback. Has he ever been to the playoffs as a cornerback before?
Nope.
He's a player. Dude can play. But Jordan Lewis, Anthony Brown, he went to the playoffs his first year, but he didn't see playoffs last year. So there are a lot of these guys that are very young on the team. Leighton Vander Esch has never been to a playoff game before.
But can I tell you, man, the thing that bothers me about this whole idea is those aren't the players that are pissing me off. Like, you just listed Byron Jones, Jordan Lewis, Cheeto. Those aren't the guys that I'm frustrated with right now. It's not Leighton Vander Esch. It's not Jalen Smith. The guys that I'm frustrated with are the guys who have already been to the playoffs multiple times in somebody like Tyron Smith, or the guys who have shown that they can excel at the highest level, and they're not doing so in Zeke and Dak. And because, let's all be honest, Zeke hasn't excelled this season. Now, there's a lot of factors that go into that. I understand that. But that's the problem, is I recognize the youth on this team, but it's not the youth on this team that I think is letting you down.
Do you look at the youth, though? And I understand what you're saying. Travis Frederick, who did say that he's starting to feel a little sensation in his fingertips again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's regained sensation in his hands for the first time in nearly 3 months. Has it started to come back in my hands a little bit here, which is good. Now it's just more numbness, no tingling. It's more in the tips. That's awesome. That's fantastic news. But that's one of your most experienced players on this team, aside from Tyron Smith. He's missing. He's not on the field. Sean Lee is one of your most experienced players on the field. He is missing as well, which he is typically missing, so you should be used to that at this point. Aside from that, Kevin, you aren't a big fan of Tyrone Crawford. I mean,
yeah, no.
So I'm not expecting a certain level of play from him. Anything I get, I feel like I'm really happy with. I like Tyrone Crawford a lot. We like him as a person. He's a fantastic person.
He's awesome.
But I'm trying to look around the rest of this roster, Kevin. You don't have Jason Witten. You don't have Dez Bryant. This is not a veteran-filled roster. I understand what you're saying about Dak and Zeke. And yeah, a lot of the things that they rely on are offensive line related too, that have to deal with Travis Frederick to deal with the play of Connor Williams and the play of whatever else is going on up there.
And I know this might agitate people. It might agitate people a lot. But if you look at it from the perspective of, I need you to be on the field, Travis Frederick's let you down. And Sean Lee has let you down. I understand there are mitigating circumstances with that, and I'm not trying to call him out or anything. I'm saying if you strictly, hopefully people can understand what I'm saying and not freak out. If you strictly view this from whoever's not on the field isn't there to help out your team, then they're letting you down. It was what we had talked about when we first found out the evening of, was it Mark Schlereth that we talked about?
Uh-huh.
Is he said whenever you had a teammate that was hurt or going to be gone for a while, you just acted like they were dead to you, essentially. And that's kind of the same thing as those people who aren't there for you. It's almost like they let you down. You know they don't want to, but still.
I think, and one of my problems here is, and it's even tough for me to try to do this. I'm trying to force myself into re-lowering and resetting my expectations for the Cowboys. And everybody, every year, the expectation is Super Bowl. And for Jerry Jones, that's the expectation. You hear it whenever he says, hey, I think this is going to be a special team that you remember for a long time.
Sure.
You know, that's Jerry selling, but that's what Jerry wants every year. Jerry's always the optimist in that, hey, if we go on a run, anything could happen. And I think there's always part of us, and you talked about it. That's you. I want that to be a t-shirt or your motto from now on. I will always find a way for my team to get in, because that's how you blindly believe sometimes.
Absolutely. And we've talked about it going into this weekend's games. The Redskins have a game that they should absolutely lose. And if the Cowboys can win, not only will they pick up a potentially important tiebreaker over the Falcons, because Lord saw last year how important that was, then you're only a game back of the Redskins going into Thanksgiving when you play the Redskins.
So I
already see, Corey, we're 8 days away, in my mind, from the Cowboys being in first place.
See, and that's a problem.
It is. So, but that's being a fan,
yeah,
right?
No, you're absolutely right. But it's a problem, because I think our expectations for this young of a team are too high. And I think we have to really sit back for a second and think about what we have, the potential of the future of the team, rather than what exactly is happening right now. And I just want you, Brian Baldinger, you know who that guy is?
Sure. Now, funny name.
Didn't he get like in a lot of trouble for saying go hit a guy in the face or something? And,
oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He was furious about how the Eagles approached the Cowboys 1 year. But he was looking at Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch, and I think you kind of still are on board of, we've missed out on the benefit and value of Jalen Smith if this year it doesn't work out, because his contract will be up. He's going to need a new contract.
Sure.
And so, but
least you're starting to see it.
But you right now, you have two young linebackers that, man, I think teams are fearing. They're like, how the hell do we work around these two guys right now? Because these guys are that good. Brian Baldinger was doing a film study on Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith, and this is a little bit of what he had to say.
Remember Wedding Crashers with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson? Well, this Jalen Smith at age 23 and Vander Esch at 22, they came to South Philly and they ruined this party. You know what they decided? They decided they weren't going to be blocked. No matter what you did to them, they weren't going to get blocked. You might try. They weren't staying blocked all night. All night. Watch this, how you attack the running back in protection. Run right over. He's in the way. Get to the quarterback. I don't know how Carson completed this pass. Look at this. Look at the abuse that they're giving Carson Wentz. You know who made the tackle, though. Vander Esch. Watch this. You think that they're going to let Nelson Aguilar score in this fly sweep? There's not a chance in hell that they're going to let Aguilar score here. Like, just running on the Serengeti. Just looking for some game. Those two young cats, 23 and 22, man, there's something fun to watch.
And that's kind of what I'm trying to point out. Like, that's the excitement of a guy that watches film all the time. And he's trying to tell you, you have two young players that are going to be a foundation piece for you. Jalen Smith's going to get re-signed. They didn't invest all this time in him just to let him go do something else and be somewhere else. They want him to be a Cowboy in the future, and they're seeing what he's doing right now and how he and Van Der Esch work so well together.
Sure. Put him right over.
I love that. So, and that's just like, that's what I'm trying to impress right now is I know we have this desire and want to have a team, and we should expect it. Hey, we should want every year to go out and win the damn Super Bowl. But if that team that had to take a couple kicks in the teeth to learn what they were made of because they were young is still around and still part of the foundation in the future, that's going to be a really good thing for the future of what this franchise is.
It is, but that is why I'm frustrated now, because everything that you're talking about working for the future, it works now. Right? Like, okay, so let's just take a look at some of the people that you brought up. Leighton Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith. Good for the future? Yes?
Absolutely.
But are they good now?
They are good right now.
Okay. Cheeto and Byron Jones. Good for the future?
I feel like Cheeto's gotten a little exposed this year.
Whoa.
Is it just because Jordan nobody Lewis? Wants to throw to? Because I feel like he's there.
They're throwing at him and they're completing passes. They're playing very now. They're not throwing to Byron,
right?
People aren't throwing Byron's direction, which is great. That's exactly what you need. But on the other side, you need that guy to be the guy that's like, hey, yeah, don't throw it my way either. So he was injured a lot last year and didn't do much for you. We got a flash of it, and then this year I'm like, okay, hold on, are we Anthony Brown this year? So we have some young players in those positions, but I hope they're good for the future. Yes.
Okay, and I think that they've done perfectly fine.
That Byron's going to cost you.
Well, no, absolutely. Really wish you'd have got that option now. But they're playing perfectly fine now. DeMarcus Lawrence, putting contract issues aside, good for the future?
Yeah.
Good for now?
Yes.
Exactly. And so you look across that defense, and it's not the young kids that I think have been problematic this year. It's the people, not that you shouldn't have expected this, but it's the people like Sean Lee. And then when you look on the offensive side and you think about the future and, you know, you probably still feel good once he comes back, hopefully, about Travis Frederick and Zach Martin. But now, Tyron Smith, good for the future?
I don't know.
Good for now?
I don't know.
Exactly. Dak.
Not what he was when my Super Bowl expectations were what they were the last three years.
Absolutely. Dak, good for the future?
I don't know.
Good for now?
I don't know.
Exactly. And so that's the issue is like, I know that Dak is young, but you've already seen it from him. You've already seen him lead a team to the playoffs. And I just kind of view him now as a veteran. You know Tyron Smith is a veteran, and so I don't dispute anything you're saying about the future of this team potentially being bright, but it's frustrating because some of the reasons that you're faltering in the now is not because the young kids aren't ready. Like, you can look at the Mavericks and say, oh, the young kids are getting there, but they're not ready yet, and that's why they're not any good yet. But for the Cowboys, I feel like time and again, when you get frustrated with this team, it's because, man, why can't Beasley get the ball more? What's Terrence Williams doing? Why is Tyron Smith regressed? Why has Dak regressed? All of those things are more veteran players that you're like, why? And so it's not the youth that's holding you back. It's the youth that has me optimistic for the future, but it's the veterans that are pissing me off in the now.
So Dak Prescott counts as a veteran.
He does to me because he was already the leader of the team and he got you to the playoffs.
You know, I can understand that thinking. I keep thinking about the fact that I don't think he's been under proper tutelage for his career at all. And the realization that somebody asked how old the triplets were when they went to the Super Bowl. Well, Troy Aikman was 26. Dak Prescott's 25.
Yeah, because it was Troy's fourth year, right?
It was. And you start thinking about the progressions in each hurdle that he has to get over. And I think he's slowly getting over those. But I think it's in spite of what the coaching staff is allowing him to do and allowing him to mature, I just want to see how he ends up looking past this next game, because this game coming up, this was the site where everything started to go downhill from him.
Yeah,
right.
And everything, and if he can somehow, I feel like if he can get past this hurdle and go there, the scene of the crime, and redeem himself, we're going to be on track to seeing a better Dak Prescott, because you're coming off a good win in a place where the Cowboys, except for when, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles have decided they don't want to play anymore and they're going to the Super Bowl anyway, you don't go there and win very often. And you went to Philly and you got that done, where the secondary just depleted or whatever. I still think Dak Prescott, as far as quarterback years is concerned, is not a veteran.
Well, that's problematic for a whole different set of reasons, because you got a year and a half to figure it out, or else you could make a monumental franchise stopping mistake.
I wonder if, when you keep hearing Jerry say they've already got it figured out, if that's part of this whole let the youth grow mentality, if he's taking on that approach of, look, I understand where we are. I understand that we had expectations of Super Bowls when Tony was here, and I understand that we kind of got a very veteran team Dak's rookie year, and you know that team was kind of built and ready to rock and ready to roll, and then last year we kind of took a hit, although the expectations were still Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Jerry's a little more like, okay, we have the quarterback. I'm ready to invest in it as long as it continues to grow with this team and we build the right and appropriate team around him. There's a young base to go around that. Can they all grow together is what I'm hoping.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.